Walmart, Diary of an Associate, written by Hugo Meunier, translated by Mary Foster. Narrated by Lee Smart. To my family, who supports me in my awkward projects, to the St. Leonard Associates, and to Eddie Vedder. Kyle, we don't want Walmart in our city. Receptionist, who does? South Park, Something Walmart This Way Comes, Season 8, Episode 9, 2004. There is only one boss, the customer, and he can fire everybody in the company from the chairman on down simply by spending his money somewhere else. Sam Walton. Forward. What if I try to get hired at Walmart? The idea was proposed in a windowless office in the La Presse building one day in 2012. Katia, my boss, greeted it with a raised eyebrow. She was no doubt trying to understand what motivates me, or was considering whether such a move would generate a story attracting interest. She hesitated, but I was on a roll. I had just finished a story on a disturbing explosion of youth steroid consumption. I was particularly proud of the title, Le secret est dans la sauce, The Secret is in the Sauce. The reference was to a 1990s American film, Fried Green Tomatoes, in which a wrongdoer is minced up and cooked in a sauce, which the waitresses of a small-town greasy spoon then try to get their customers to swallow, literally. In the world of oversized biceps, sauce refers to steroids, which also carves bodies, though in an entirely different sense. I like field reporting. I like going out to meet people, especially those we talk a lot about but never bother to really get to know. Lance Armstrong was doping to make millions. Big deal. I leave such mundanities to others, but the kid from Boucherville and Pointe-Calumet, beach club members, why do they shoot steroids? That's less obvious. I want to know. My boss, also excited by field reporting, didn't leave me hanging long. She agreed to the Walmart project. This was not a self-evident decision, because it meant assigning a journalist to a single story for 3 months. But opportunity makes the thief. Masochists ready to trade the air-conditioned comfort of a newsroom for a minimum-wage job with non-standard work schedule don't grow on trees. Immersion journalism is long-haul, thankless work. Weeks of work may produce no story worth publishing. I have, nevertheless, made it my specialty over the years. I'm in my element. I'm like a fish in water, or a liberal minister at a fundraising cocktail. Don't count on me to spot the hot scoop in a report, even if the key information is marked hot scoop in multicolored balloon letters. On the other hand, I have a certain talent for melting into the anonymous masses. Already, when I was scribbling for the weeklies, I infiltrated a shelter for homeless youth in Laval for several days. Because Laval not only has bungalows, in-ground pools, the horrible centropolis, corruption, and artificial tanning, it also has homeless people. An imposter named Mathieu, reads the front page of the Courrier Laval. In the photo, I can be seen from the back, hair long and tangled, with a sleeping mat under my arm, at the entrance to the center, which is now closed. Mathieu was the name of my unfortunate made-up persona. I was caught by surprise when the woman at the front desk asked for my name and came up with it on the spot. I then refused to provide the full identity of a friend, the next request. This first experiment in infiltration had certain failings. I learned the hard way that very evening that you can't pass for someone else simply by changing your name and neglecting to comb your hair. In the dormitory I shared with five others, real homeless people, the disguise was soon suspected. "Hey, Mathieu, you aren't a journalist by any chance?" asked my neighbor, as casually as a smoker asks for a light.
No. Why?"
"I don't know. You just don't seem like the rest of us." When I ended up at La Presse a few years later, I made a name for myself by infiltrating Justin Trudeau's marriage and then one of Guy La Liberté's legendary parties on the margins of the Grand Prix. Fortunately, I had refined my immersion techniques, although it might be easier to pass unnoticed in high society than among the poorest. Justin and Sophie didn't want their marriage in an Outremont church to become a media spectacle. Justin Trudeau therefore offered an exclusive for his sumptuous wedding to a gossip magazine.
"We'll see about that," my boss of the time may have muttered to himself, just like a bad film, before ordering me to figure out how to attend the private ceremony.
My mission? Steal a march on the gossip magazine. Publish the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?